Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Join us at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 3rd through the 5th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Connect with hundreds of exhibitors showcasing the latest technology and attend ag-focused seminars, too. Earn your certification at the Beef Quality Assurance Training or attend livestock education sessions. Hear from experts at the Cotton Conference, earn CEU credits with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, or attend the Texas Wheat Symposium. It's all happening at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for more information.
Well, while in Kansas City last week, had the opportunity to hear a lot of great sessions and great speakers, including American Farm Bureau Federation's Vice President of Public Policy, Sam Kiefer. And according to Kiefer, industry leaders are keenly focused on who Trump's appointees will be.
Well, Casey, as we look into the new administration, obviously all eyes are on who's picked for what posts in the administration. And there's a lot to be seen as to where we go from there. You know, we look forward to working with the Trump administration. We've been working with the Trump campaign and the transition. But we certainly are keeping our eye on the appointments. There's a lot of appointments we don't know yet, but we look forward to being able to continue to make sure that the agriculture conversations occur in a manner that is amenable to bipartisan policy conversations, because that's what the Farm Bill is and that's what USDA does. And we want to make sure that that the folks who are in place continue to remain committed to focusing on the science when it comes to what it is that we do. But there's a lot to be done in the next session of Congress. But before we get there, there's a whole lot that needs to be done yet in this current session of Congress, the lame duck session.
When it comes to appointments, Kiefer said we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, there's still yet a lot to be seen as to who's appointed. What we've seen so far is the Trump administration first is moving faster than they did between 2016 and 2017, and somewhat more decisively. But the one thing that's predictable about President Trump is he's unpredictable. We look forward to working with him. We had a good relationship with him in his first term. We've been working with the transition, continue to work with the transition.
Once again, that's AFBF's Sam Kiefer. Well, U.S. Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow has introduced the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act. The bill includes $39 billion in new resources to keep farmers farming, families fed, and rural communities strong. Chairwoman Stabenow said the foundation of every successful farm bill is built on holding together the broad bipartisan Farm Bill Coalition. This is a strong bill that invests in all of agriculture, helps families put food on the table, supports rural prosperity, and holds the coalition together. The bill builds on the proposal that Stabenow released back in May by investing new resources and including innovative new ideas to deliver the assistance that farmers need faster. It provides farmers with a certainty of a five-year farm bill so they can plan for the future and the immediate help that they need to manage the urgent needs of the present. Also doubles down on the commitment to rural communities, ensures that the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, keeps up with the realities of American life, and brings the historic investments in climate-smart conservation practices into the farm bill. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.